This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. There are still many risks when shipping fertilizer globally. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
The Strait of Hormuz has become a major focus in global markets as disruptions have created bottlenecks that are driving input costs even higher. Josh Linville, Vice President of Fertilizer for StoneX, said it doesn't matter if the strait is declared open or closed. What does matter is whether or not ships are going through it.
You can say something's open, but if the industry isn't comfortable with the safety of what they're doing, they're not going to go ahead. And open, closed, it doesn't matter if there's nothing flowing through. And that's what's really been. These vessel owners have got a very, very difficult decision to make. They want to be moving. That's how they make money. There's loads to be hauling. They know that they need to be doing their job. But you think about it, if you own this vessel, that vessel is worth millions upon millions of dollars. That is a massive investment. That is a glaring target in a very narrow body of water. But worse, if you sail that ship, it's bad enough to lose that investment. It's worse if you got to call families and say, I'm sorry.
Linville said these aren't the highest fertilizer prices we've ever seen, but the main problem stems from the fact that the grain prices don't reflect the inflated input costs.
We have seen higher prices in the past. This is not the highest price that we've ever seen for phosphate, for urea, for UAN. The issue is, it's the grain prices have done nothing to reflect any of this. All of these prices are still very, very cheap. And that's what's pinching this farmer. You can go back to like 2022. Prices were higher, but they were getting so much more for that grain. It could help offset that situation. Well, now the fertilizer prices are extremely high. And on the flip side, the grain markets are like, that's not our problem. That's your problem. Because at the end of the day, these markets are ruthless.
For more information, visit StoneX.com. You can find this story and much more by heading on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our e-newsletter to get our stories delivered to you every day. For Money Matters here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.